From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jimmy Hoppe. Here are this morning's top stories from all over Delmarva. Power has been restored on Delmarva since the storm, but BG&E spokesperson Jared Carter says across the bay, thousands of Marylanders are still in the dark, mainly in Harford and Cecil counties.
The greatest challenge in an effort like this with a storm of this magnitude is that the power that needs to be restored can only take place when it can be done safely and when trees and other debris are removed. So we have to make sure that workers can access those areas and that it's safe for them to get to the wire so they can make the proper fixes.
800 out-of-state crew members are helping BG&E to repair the extensive damage caused by the winds. The Cambridge Creek Drawbridge in Dorchester County is going to be closed for repairs this morning. SHA says more than 12,000 cars use it each day. A spokesman for SHA says it's important this work is done now because it'll minimize impacts on drivers and businesses ahead of the busy summer tourist season. The co-founder of Ben & Jerry's is getting a little time to cool off while behind bars. Ben Cohen was arrested after leading a demonstration in Vermont over the weekend.
It is a physically and cognitively destructive impact on people's lives who are going to live in this zone day in, day out.
His group drove a truck with multiple speakers throughout Burlington. They were trying to show people what they say 6,000 people in the F-35 flight path will hear multiple times during the day. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and 4 and the WBOC News at 5 on Fox 21. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Jimmy Hoppe.